Thank you for joining the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Northwestern Division for today's conference call covering the test flows from Fort Peck Dam. This call is open to the public to provide information on the status of the test flows from Fort Peck Dam to ensure compliance with the 2018 biological opinion. I am Eileen Williamson and I will be your moderator. This call is recorded and placed on the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution Service for media reuse at www.dvidshub.net/units/USACE-NWD. Your participation acknowledges your consent to be recorded. All lines have been placed on mute, and we will go through the process for unmuting to ask questions after the discussion. We'll start with Mr. John Remus of the Missouri River Basin Water Management Division, then Joe Bonneau, manager of Missouri River Recovery Program, and joining him is Pat Breton from the U.S. Geological Survey. I'll hand it over to John to start the call.
Thank you, Eileen. I just have just a few opening remarks here. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. We did hit our peak flow over the weekend, and we are on our way down. In a few seconds, Mike Swenson will provide some more detail on that. The Mother Nature is, you can say she's cooperating or not cooperating, so the precipitation that has been dropped on the Milk River Basin will definitely impact our releases out of Fort Peck. So with Mike, with that, I'll turn it over to Mike for any details.
Okay, just first of all, yesterday's average release out of Fort Peck was a little over 12,000 CFS. We have 11,000 daily average scheduled for today and a 10,000 daily average scheduled for tomorrow. And our plan right now is to hold the 10,000 CFS through mid-June when we start the next set of higher flows out of Fort Peck. That's all I had for now.
Okay. I'll turn that over to Joe and or Pat. They want to talk about the monitoring program.
Joe, you there?
We can hear you now, Pat.
Okay. You want those slides queued up?
Yep. Let's start with the fish slides. There you go, Pat.
Okay. Pat Broad with USGS sitting here on the Yellowstone River right now with David Ritter. Can't use the Missouri ramp because there's too many paddle fishermen going to town there. Anyways, just three slides, give you a little update on how things are going with the fish. Some of you on the call last week may have seen this first slide. Just gives a little bit of a summary of the telemetry network we have out there that's helping to detect the fish as they move up and down the rivers. So there's 29 cellular stations right now linked to the internet, and they report back to a bunch of people twice a day. We get reports which stations detected what, which fish, where, that type of thing. The coverage is pretty comprehensive. We have 180 miles of the Missouri River, 240 miles of the Yellowstone River, plus the lower portion of the Milk, the Tongue, and then the Powder Rivers as well. And there'll be a few more stations set up. Okay, you can go to the next slide. So just a little bit of summary information on the recent fish movements. The black line is the discharge at Culbertson. Pretty obvious to see when the Fort Peck releases started hit down there, 27th, 28th of April, and then it started to increase a lot, peaking at about 18,000 on May, I think it was May 6th, something like that. So very, prominent increase in the hydrograph. Now let's look at the fish response to that. The pink line is the cumulative number of fish that have moved into that lower portion of the Missouri River, that test reach, at least the initial portion of the test reach. During the lower flows, April 17th, 18th, there were a couple of fish, that code 165, that code 182 that moved in. A little bit later, there was another fish, code 326, that moved in. Then as the higher flows started to kick in down at Culbertson, movement by six additional fish, that code 387, 273, 394, 45, 243. And then as of, I think it was the sixth when we put this together, another fish, code 262, had moved in. So those three fish of unknown sex moved in really before the big flows kicked in. Then we have six fish that have moved in since the bigger flows came in. Four of those are males, two of them are females. That code 245 female, we're unsure of her reproductive status. She has to be captured, see if she's going to be ready to go this year. However, the 262 female, that fish was captured by one of our partners a week ago or so, and that fish is reproductive. So we'll keep chasing these fish, catching them, assessing them, trying to determine if they are going to be ready to go. So yeah, some fish have moved in, but some fish have also moved out. Code 222 moved out. Code 273, after she moved in, she was in for a few days, then she moved out. And then another fish, 377 as well, has moved out. Any questions on this slide?
We'll do questions at the end.
Okay, then you can move to the last slide, Joe. And then just for a visual perspective of the fish, we were up by Wolf Point yesterday, picked up a couple of these fish. We didn't track the whole thing yesterday. We had some other things to do, but the fish are scattered up above Wolf Point, some downstream from Wolf Point. And then in the lower portion of the Missouri River before the Yellowstone River confluence, you see a couple of clusters of fish. That lowermost station or lowermost cluster of fish includes those six fish that were detected by either the Buford logging station or the Snowden logging station, and then a couple other fish a little bit further upstream. So this just gives you a map image of where these fish are located. And we'll be tracking the lower Missouri River today, starting at the Yellowstone confluence and then heading upstream, hopefully getting to Culbertson. Okay, that's it, Joe.
Joe, did you have anything that you wanted to add?
Well, just a very quick update on the other monitoring that's going on. As I mentioned on the last call, the monitoring was happening while we're on the call, essentially. So now the LIDAR flights, they've been completed. The physical surveys, so the water surface elevation mile from back to Lake Sac, the spillway exit channel and water supply intakes, all that monitoring was completed last week or during that first peak. The dam safety monitoring is ongoing, so it's going as planned, and the water quality monitoring is also ongoing. We download the data from the water quality equipment monthly, so nothing to report on that, but all the monitoring is in place, and some of that was ongoing last week was completed. That's only update I have.
Great, thank you. So we have about 40 callers on the line. That number is down compared to the last 2 weeks. I did not send a reminder. I have started receiving requests to be removed from the email list, so I opted not to send a reminder today or yesterday. In addition to that, we have our monthly water management update call tomorrow, and so I didn't want to confuse the two. We are moving to the question and answer session. To unmute your line, you'll need to either press star 6 on your phone or also unmute from your computer screen. We'll go Montana first, then North Dakota, then alphabetical order by state. Please state your name and if you represent an organization before asking your question. Start with the state of Montana. You can also raise your hand using the conferencing application and I'll call on you. Not seeing any questions from Montana. State of North Dakota? Okay. Iowa? Again, unmute to ask your question. Kansas? Missouri? Nebraska? South Dakota? Wyoming? Any callers I may have missed, raise your hand or unmute. Ask your question. All right, I'll hand it over to you, John, to close the call.
Thank you, Arlene. Again, I'd like to remind everybody that if you see something you would like us to know about, You can email our water management email address here, or you can get on the website that we published with our press releases, and we'll send that back out. You can put stuff there. So if there's something that you want us to know about, please let us know. You don't have to wait for this call to let us know. Other than that, I'll go one more time around for any questions that people may have. Going once, twice. Again, thank you. Thank you to Joe, and thanks to Pat for joining in today. We will talk to everybody next week again. Thank you.
And that concludes today's call.